the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. Today was the appearance day of Lord Varaha. It's kind of an interesting fasting situation, isn't it? Maybe, you know, we should explain these things more ahead of time, but it was Ekadashi yesterday, but we fasted half a day with nothing for Lord Varaha, because you can't. We have to break fast from Ekadashi the next day, and if you're fasting the next day, you can't break fast. So therefore, you get this combination on Ekadashi that we fasted half a day for Varaha the next day, but we observed Ekadashi the full day. And so today was a break fast in the morning for Ekadashi, but today is the appearance day of Lord Varaha Dev. And one lesson we can take from this appearance of Lord Varaha Dev is that the Lord can and will appear to us in miraculous ways if we have a sincere heart and we pray for him to appear, as Lord Brahma did. You never know where he's going to come from. He came from Lord Brahma's nose. And we can't estimate or guess how the Lord's going to come into our life. But we should go on praying to him. And that all the Lord's pastimes are auspicious. He appears in so many different forms. And anyone who remembers the names and forms of the Lord, at least in the morning and the evening, will be freed from all the miseries of life. The pastimes of the Lord, like Varaha, his appearance, and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Nisringadev, all these incarnations of the Lord are 100% transcendental. And just by hearing about them, by singing about them, then we come to the transcendental platform. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitya itam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Just by rendering unstopping devotional service, we rise above the three modes of material nature and come to the level of Brahman. This kind of seva is especially pleasing to Krishna. Sadyo hridyavarudyate. Srimad Bhagavatam says that by repeating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and the names of the Lord, then Krishna, within the heart, wants to stay and listen. He's already there within the heart, but he becomes fully attentive to the devotee who's hearing his pastimes and messages and chanting Hare Krishna. In the age of Kali Yuga, there are many different suggestions of how to find happiness. Usually this is the case everywhere. Everyone has a suggestion. Like if you catch a common cold and you tell people about it, everyone will tell you what their mother told them was the cure. Everyone you meet. So everyone has all kinds of solutions. But through bona fide disciplic succession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has passed down to his disciples this simple method of chanting Harinam, the Lord's holy names. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamahita smanane nakala itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrishami hajini nanu ragaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in his Shikshashtakam that the Lord has many names and they all have his full potencies, his personal potencies within them. And we can take advantage of those potencies by chanting the holy names and hearing these pastimes of the Lord. And tomorrow is a very special day because it's the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And of all the Lord's incarnations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is said to be the most compassionate. Namo Maha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gortvishe Namaha. And in the pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's counterpart, Nityananda Prabhu, is known to be even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya himself. He brings in the most fallen. We sing this song, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya, and it's about Lord Nityananda, how Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are so merciful that Lord Nityananda goes to give love of Godhead to Jagai Madai, takes a beating, but he doesn't even consider it. He still gives it to them, to the lowest kinds of people. So there's no consideration given by Nityananda Prabhu in distributing love of God. So on this day, starting now, meditating on Lord Nityananda and all through tomorrow, we can take full advantage of his special mercy by chanting the names of the Lord, especially the names of Lord Chaitanya, because what pleased Lord Nityananda the most was when people chanted the names of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda to go door to door and teach people to chant the names of Lord Krishna, and he taught them to chant the names of Lord Chaitanya. He said he's even more merciful. And he becomes pleased when others are glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So tomorrow is the incarnation, the day incarnation of Lord Nityananda. And whatever extra you can do tomorrow to increase your chanting of the holy names, your concentration on the pastimes of the Lord will be very fruitful. We have very few opportunities to take full advantage of the Lord's mercy. So on these special days, these appearance days, we can do our best to give our full concentration and expect the mercy of the Lord at every step. So tonight we're going to have an artik ceremony. So we'll put away all the books and asans, and then we'll stand up before the Lord and we'll have artik. And then we'll have prasadam just after that. And then we'll go on with the hearing and chanting, getting ready for tomorrow. And then we'll hear and chant all day. Tomorrow, officially, we're assembling here at 6 o'clock p.m. But if you want to come earlier, nobody can stop you. Just like if you want to take bath in the month of Magh, no one can stop you. You can go take bath in the month of Magh in the confluence. Gopremanande Haribo, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.